Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's been a kind of a glowing offseason, justified or not. Like, people like the draft, like trading up for Jameson Williams, got Aiden Hutchinson. They didn't really suffer until now any major injuries during the training camp. Everybody loves Dan Campbell, Hard Knocks. It was, oh, everything was beautiful. Now, this week, the Eagles are coming to town.
Good Eagles team.
They won last year against the Lions 44-6. I was reading some Eagles stories today, and they think they're much better, that they thoroughly upgraded their defense, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and others. They went and got A.J. Brown, who supposedly, because Jalen Hurts likes to run around a lot and holds onto the ball too long at times. A.J. Brown, they think, will save that, save them in that regard. They've moved up to 4.5-point favorite, and the thing that the Eagles are really strong, the place they're strong, is the defensive line. The place the Lions are supposed to be strong is the offensive line. Big Vitae is out. His backup is injured.
Kramer.
And now Frank Ragnow has shown up on the injury list without no practicing. I do not believe he's been ruled out, but he was not practicing.
He was restricted, limited practice yesterday, did not practice today with a groin injury, and he did, according to Dave Burkett, go through the walkthrough, which Burkett said that was good news for Lions fans. So maybe Frank's going to be able to gut it out, but it seems very Lions-like that there's so much optimism, so much positivity. Even I'm buying in. I think they could be a wild card-ish team. And then 3 days before the game, all these injuries start to happen.
The one thing that people have been absolutely banking on, I mean, you still don't know about Goff and that defense, but the offensive line.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to maul. I don't care how good the Eagles are. We're going to maul them. And you could be without two of your starters. Now, just simply asking, does that take the glow off at all? Or are you still... You're not uh-oh-ing yet. You're still super excited about the sold-out game on Sunday, which you should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should be, but it's not the one thing. Like, Goff getting injured would be the one thing that you
probably
couldn't
overcome.
Right. But it makes me rethink what I was going to pick.
Okay, but think about it this way. The spread's gone up a half a point. Not a big deal. The offensive line is still pretty damn deep. You still have solutions for at least the Vitae injury. Now, if Ragnow doesn't play, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the offensive plays, right? He's the leader, the center. He runs that O-line. That's a big deal. So hopefully Frank Ragnow can gut through it. But I'm not quite sure it's time to press the panic button.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for this game.
I reacted to it yesterday right after the Tiger game. I'm like, man, this feels like SOL. Then I had a night to sleep on it. I'm still confident they could play well on Sunday. I'm not picking them to win, but it should be a very close football game. Eagles are a good team.
Eagles are a good team. But you know what? They still have questions about Jalen Hurts. Lots of questions about his hanging on to the ball too long. Like I've said, not throwing the ball over the middle or deep over the middle. So they're not, I'm reading the Philadelphia stuff, they're not thinking this is, the predictions I saw had the Eagles winning like 24-21 or something like that. So don't jump off or anything, but it's just like.
That's pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It sucks.
It's a pain in the groin, apparently.
Yes, for Frank Ragnow. It does feel like same old Lions. However, a guy on the morning show, and he works over at WIP, which is the Odyssey station in Philly.
Uh-huh.
He had a really interesting comment to Stoney and Jansen today.
Oh, what?
He said, and I'm paraphrasing, that he believes that Dan Campbell and the Lions are more prepared for an opener because they did not have a country club training camp like the Eagles and Nick Sirianni had.
Oh.
So maybe the Lions will be able to, at least in the first game, out-toughen the Philadelphia
Eagles. So that's a knock on Sirianni?
I guess so.
He's soft? Okay.
Country club living, taking all it too easy on the players, where, as we know, Dan Campbell begged his players saying, listen, all I think about you is every day. We're going to go hard today. We're going to go live.
Yeah, but I don't think he was ruthless, or people actually didn't say he was. Let's go to the phone, shall we, at 248-539-9797. Also, the ticket text. Let's go to Dave. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, David.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey,
good.
Dave.
What's happening?
I got two comments to make. One is what you just talked about, but the other is on the Stafford thing. And nobody's brought it up. Hmm. And this is exactly how I felt when he asked to be traded. He bailed on the town. He bailed on the Lions. He bailed on the fans. He basically said, I've had it. It's too tough. Can't do it. I don't remember Steve Yzerman when they were getting their, you know, hitting a wall every year in the 90s, asking to leave town, or Isaiah Thomas asking to get traded to the Lakers when they were losing to Boston every year until they finally broke through. Dan Campbell made a statement, I don't know if it was on Hard Knocks or not, where he said, you know, one of the greatest feelings that we can ever have or accomplish is to bring this town a championship and break through this losing. And I'm paraphrasing that, but that's exactly right. I mean, why are we celebrating a guy who bailed on us?
Well,
I don't understand it.
Dave, I would say this. I think most people not only understood, but endorsed the idea of starting over. I mean, I know I did.
Yeah, because it didn't work in 12 years. But Dave, you asked the question, why are we celebrating him? I'm not. Wojo isn't. But I think it's obvious why people are celebrating him, because you're starved for a winner. And we've never had a good football team, with the exception of the one time you went to the NFC title game. So Stafford was the closest thing you had to actual winning yourself, which I've always thought was pathetic, but we acted the same way when Verlander left town and Scherzer and everybody else. There's something about Detroit that you leave here and fans still root for you like you're still a Detroit athlete.
But
listen, I like Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
a good guy. I like his family. I admire his wife. She's very loyal. She stands up for him. You know, and quite frankly, I was happy to get the draft capital. I was endorsing not against the trade at all. It's just, I'm not going to celebrate a guy who's no longer on our team. I'm sorry.
Sanity.
I love it, Dave.
Woo!
Remember the good times?
We went from the to sanity.
Remember the good times?
What good times?
Last year, November, when Stafford threw pick sixes in like three or four consecutive games.
And then
that game against the Niners where Niner fans invaded SoFi and Kelly Stafford threw a pretzel at one of them.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember that.
That was fun.
You remember that one time? That was great. All right, ticket text real quick. The Lions injuries don't faze me at all. Eagles -3.5 is the easiest money I'll ever make, no matter who lines up for the Honolulu Blue. Have you looked around like the National?
He's saying he's choosing the Eagles.
Yeah. Have you looked around and I think the Eagles are getting the majority of the money, I think, because the spread has gone up. Yeah,
they are. But every national pundit says the same thing about the Lions. And
which
maybe they just say
because
there's nothing nice to say.
Mm-hmm.
So they just say they're going to be a pain in the ass. They're going to be in every game, which in Detroit, I guess, is a win, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there'll be a pain in the ass. I still don't know about that defense. We'll need to see. 248-539-9797 and more. The Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.